Peter B. Collins News and Comment for Thursday, January 5th, 2011. There's a lot to talk about today, and we lead with a breaking story exclusive so far at peterbcollins.com. Aldous Tyler joins me to spread the word about a defect in Barack Obama's paperwork for the New Hampshire primary. Aldous, welcome back to our program.
Thank you, Peter. It's a pleasure to be here.
We haven't talked about you since, yesterday when I had Doug Zimmerman on to talk about his leanings toward Ron Paul as a way to send a message to President Obama. And I thank you for entering the presidential contest. You got your name on the ballot in New Hampshire, and you filed all of the required paperwork to be a Democratic candidate for president on the New Hampshire primary ballot, including a list of delegates. And it appears you have shown me the page on the Secretary of State's website that very clearly states that only you and Darcy Richardson, a Democrat from Florida, have filed all of the papers to be a fully qualified Democratic candidate in the New Hampshire primary. This is a big blunder on the part of Team Obama.
Well, exactly. I mean, the fact is, and frankly, it just makes you wonder what's going on, because if you look at the Republican half of that page, you have over 15 candidates who have filed their delegates. But over on the Democratic side, literally, it is Aldous C. Tyler and Darcy Richardson that are listed as having their delegate lists in on time. And that's it, not Barack Obama. And the repercussions are unclear, but it is very definitely possible that means that no vote for Obama will be held valid in the New Hampshire primary.
Well, and Darcy Richardson, if you go to darcy2012.com, has a post that reads, Section 655.51 of the New Hampshire Election Code required candidates for their party's presidential nomination to submit slates of national convention delegates no later than November 18th. And so far, the Obama team has not done that. So he's on the ballot. He can win votes, but those cannot be converted to convention delegates. Is that what appears to be the issue here, Aldous?
That is what I believe is the exact case, according to the statute that we're looking at there. It is really a very interesting case, because right now that means that so long as what I'm seeing here is absolutely correct, what we're saying is that on Tuesday, the only person who can get votes and accrue delegates is Darcy Richardson. The only reason I can't is because I actually officially canceled my campaign as of about 2.5 weeks ago. But Darcy has a currently running viable campaign and is the only one who had both his $1,000 filing fee and registration form plus his list of delegates in on time in New Hampshire on the Democratic side.
Wow. And I think back to the amazing campaign that Obama ran in 2008. His work as president hasn't matched the work of the campaign. And now even the campaign can't get the fundamentals right. This is a very troubling signal.
Well, it is, and it actually is also reflective of the of something I've noticed, which it seems that, I don't know about you, but I happen to be on apparently Barack Obama's campaign mailing list, and I get emails literally 3 or 4 times a week begging for people to volunteer with their campaign. Now, I remember in 2008, sure, they were happy to have people sign up, but there was not this sense of desperation about it. I believe they may be having an enthusiasm problem on people actually signing up, and it's very possible that they don't have the same competent personnel, at least some of them, that handled, for example, New Hampshire back in 2008 that they have now. You know, I don't think the same people may be on board.
Well, this is something that should have been handled either by a law firm or by legal counsel inside the campaign. It's a very basic step. And well, to have missed a detail like this is really telling.
Well, it is. And let me be clear. My campaign, which filed correctly in this case, had one person doing it, me. I am no lawyer. I am simply able to go call the Secretary of State of New Hampshire, ask exactly where the requirements are, make sure I know exactly where the PDFs were I needed to download them, and complete them properly. It's something that any layman can do. New Hampshire is very, very good and cooperative about these things.
Yeah. Well, Aldous, thank you for pointing this out. We will follow up, and I'm going to track down Darcy Richardson in the next few days and get him on our podcast here. But this is very interesting, and thanks for breaking the news here at peterbcollins.com.
Always, Peter.
So Barack Obama has a defective filing for the New Hampshire primary. Rick Perry doesn't have that problem. And speaking of Rick Perry, he pulled a fast one on me. After our deadline for this report yesterday, he reconsidered his reassessment and decided that he is going to stay in the presidential primaries for now. I think he's a dead man walking, but since I misreported his withdrawal from the race, we bring you the Peter B. Collins Apologia Chorus.
Excuse me.
And it's going to be very interesting to see just how far Rick Perry can go after his drubbing in Iowa and his just general poor performance on the stump. He does connect with people on an emotional level and when he gets into his religious mode. But beyond that, I don't see much future for Rick Perry on the national stage. President Obama, in a carefully orchestrated maneuver, yesterday went to the Buckeye State of Ohio, where he selected Richard Cordray, an Ohioan, to become the first head of the new Consumer Protection Agency established under the Dodd-Frank law. And this is a good, positive move on the president's part. The problem is that the underlying legislation includes a clause that says until the director of the Consumer Protection Agency is appointed, that the agency has no power to regulate the new entities that it covers, like payday loan storefront scams and the credit card industry and others that are subject to the new agency, but not until its first director is seated. The issue is that the U.S. Senate claims that it's not in full recess, and that as such, the recess appointment issued by the president, which would be good for the 2-year legislative cycle of the Senate, this could be called into question, and then there could be a legal challenge from, say, the payday loan industry to stop the implementation of the law and the jurisdiction of this agency to regulate their business. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But on a political level, I give the president credit for orchestrating a strong pushback to the obstructionist Republicans and saying that even though Cordray had enough votes to get confirmed by the Senate, that Republicans played politics to prevent that from happening. And on the PBS NewsHour that covered these events, they pulled up a quote from the file, I don't think it's fresh, from Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama. And he intones the message that this agency is unaccountable to anyone. And what he really wants to do is block the implementation of the new law and the agency it would create so that Wall Street is answerable to no one. The whole idea of an independent agency was to make it free of congressional interference so that the bought and paid for members on the Hill could not block the enforcement of legitimate regulations by this new agency. So the political gamesmanship is reaching a new high or a new low, depending on your perspective. And it's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out in this presidential election year. Think Progress reporting today that corporate profits are up. They have rebounded to pre-recession levels. But the taxes that should be paid on those corporate profits are not increasing at the same rate. Surprise, surprise, surprise. And of course, we know that corporations, American-based corporations, are sitting on trillions of dollars of cash. And they're not hiring. So profits are up. The shareholders and the insiders are doing well. But they're not paying taxes to help get our government out of this recession. And they are not hiring Americans to try to reverse the impact of job losses since 2008 or even before. So the corporate responsibility of American corporations, well, it sucks. And finally, a story that really tugs at one's heart. There's a girl from Dallas, Texas, who ran away from home at the age of 14 in the fall of 2010. and her grandmother, who is raising her, searched far and wide to locate her granddaughter, Jacadrian. Her full name, Jacadrian Turner. Well, it turns out that Jacadrian, from Dallas, ended up in Houston, which is a good distance away in the great, huge state of Texas. And she was arrested by Houston police for some sort of theft. I believe it's a petty theft, but I don't have those details. And she gave the Houston police a fake name. And Jacadrian certainly made a serious mistake in lying to the authorities and in giving them false information. She could not have known, I suppose, that the name she made up or the name she borrowed also belonged to a 22-year-old illegal immigrant from Colombia. And so the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department of the Department of Homeland Security deported Jacadrian Turner in April of 2011 to Colombia, where she had never been, where she knows no one, and she speaks no Spanish. And finally, because of the work of a television station in Dallas, ICE officials were able to track down Jacadrian Turner. They found her in Colombia, and she is still being held in Colombia now at a detention facility, the Colombian government refusing to release her. And I don't know what the issues are about that. Jacadrian, come home. And can we learn from this? And put the brakes on the immigration machinery. Oh, I know the right wing goes crazy and they want more of a crackdown. They want no amnesty. They want to deport everybody in sight who doesn't have citizenship. But ICE is a black hole. And when people get caught in the ICE dragnet, bad things happen. Families are broken up. People are sent to places where they have no connection, no history, and no real hope of survival. And I hope that this story will help open some eyes and some minds about that. Thanks for listening to today's news and comment. Share it with your friends far and wide, especially the news about the defective Obama filing in New Hampshire. Send me an email, peter@peterbcollins.com.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.